Ice cream conversations. Forever on they grind all day, every day. Ice cream convos, always really never play. Download the podcast, listen on any day. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Xavier and Carla, best host of all time. Blog talk radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half of mine. I do cosign these lasers, shine like Frankenstein, they cut it to day design. IceCreamConvos.com. Tune in, download. Yeah. IceCreamConvos.com.
Welcome to the Ice Cream Convos podcast, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment. I am your host, Xaviera, and today I have a very special treat for you. I recently spoke with Jacob Lattimore about his brand new film, Slight, which opens in theaters this Friday, April 28th. When I first saw the trailer for this movie, I was like, what's this about? So I went and I watched the trailer, and it tells the story of a young man named Bo, who is a street magician, and he's left to take care of his little sister after their parents pass away, and then he gets involved in all these illegal activities and all kind of other shenanigans. But it turns out he has a special, special gift, a superpower. Dun, 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 dun. Yes. But anyway, so when I saw the trailer, I was like, yo, this is so dope. So I ended up speaking with Jacob's mom, and I was like, I definitely got to talk to Jacob about this film because I'm so super hype about this film, and I think it's going to be fantastic, and I think everyone is going to love it. So today, Carla and I chatted with Jacob, and we asked him about the movie. Like, tell us about Bo. Tell us about the movie, and this is what he had to say.
This movie, Slight, revolves around a kid named Bo, who a young, very bright, smart kid who lost his parents and sort of left with his younger sister to take care of her. He's obsessed with street magic. He's always been a hobby of his. He got inspired at a very young age. And, you know, we see how far he takes his obsession with magic in this movie, and see how he, you know, deals with his circumstances, dealing in the drug world and trying to, you know, make more money to get out of his circumstance. And we see how, you know, his obsession with magic, we see how far he really takes it to defend what he loves. And we sort of witness a superhero maybe origin story with this film.
I always wonder how actors feel like the day before, the day that their movie is released in theaters. So I asked Jacob, how are you feeling ahead of the release of Slight? And this is what he told me.
I'm definitely like excited and nervous all at the same time. All I can do is, you know, pray that, you know, people accept the film and really like it. And but it's, you know, as an artist too, I try not to really think about it. I always just try to focus on the work and, you know, let it, whatever it is, whatever how it is. But I just, you know, I pray people like this is a film I'm definitely carrying. I'm in every scene. And, you know, I really want people to believe this film. This is a, you know, see many young black kids, you know, as the face of these type of movies. So it was important to me, even jumping while we were shooting, that everything I was doing was believable. I wanted to make Bo as human as possible and make it feel like whatever he was doing, you know, the supernatural things he was doing felt very real.
Right.
In the setting of circumstances we kind of relate to. So, and that's a tough thing to do, and that's a tough thing to pull off on camera. So I try to definitely keep that approach and keep that in mind in every scene.
Now, when Jacob Lattimore hit the scene, he was killing it. He was singing, he was dancing, he had hot songs. All the little girls loved him, and then he became an actor. So, of course, you know I had to ask Jacob Lattimore, when did you get bit by the acting bug? And here's what he had to say.
It was when I booked my first film. Actually, I booked I'm sorry, before my first film, I booked this guest-starring role on One Tree Hill. Was maybe a couple years after I had moved to Atlanta, and I was moving to Atlanta more so on the music tip to, you know, get in with more writers and producers, and, you know, Atlanta's always just a good hub for music, so I wanted to surround myself around those guys, and but I started taking, you know, very small, brief acting classes, and I've always loved film. I've always loved watching great art. I've always loved great television, great movies, and great projects. So as I got older, it was just something I was willing to try, and I didn't think I would love it as much or it would take over my career the way it's really taking over now. After that first gig, and it really just became like a nonstop train for me, and I'm working with Will Smith, and great films like Slight coming out, and another film this year coming out August 4th called Detroit that I'm really, really excited about, and I'm in Chicago working on a 10-episode TV series with Showtime, so it's just like it's really
you kill it.
I'm super glad.
You're kidding me.
And I've always loved performing, whether it was on the stage performing music or in front of the camera, portraying the character. So I look at it, I'm performing in a different way now.
So now that Jacob Lattimore is like this big time Hollywood guy, I mean, he's acted in everything from One Tree Hill to Collateral Beauty with Will Smith. He's been on Survivor's Remorse on Stars, you know, The Maze Runner. Jacob Lattimore is out here getting it. So what's good with the music? I was wondering, like, are you done singing, or are you going to just do the, you know, the acting thing full time? Are we going to get some more jitter jams for Jacob? And this is what he said.
It's always going to be like my first love, but I definitely love film and music, you know, sort of the same now, but say my phone is truly hanging up. I think for me, I always have time to get in the studio. I just don't have time to get on the road and actually go perform and, you know, those types of things. I put out an album called Connection this past December, and still releasing visuals to the album online. I released a song called Love Drug Monday on Vivo Now, and the song called The Real that's peaking at a million views now. And I try to keep the content out, you know, online and social.
Right.
It's tough to get on the road and say I want to do a tour because, you know, I'm tied up into a 4-month project. You know, so that's the tough part.
So, of course, it would only be right if I asked Jacob what's his favorite flavor of ice cream. I mean, we are ice cream combos. And surprisingly, he's a man after my own heart. We love the same ice cream. Check out his favorite flavor.
Favorite flavor? I've always liked butter pecan.
Now, if you love Jacob like I do, you may want to go ahead and follow this young man on social media because his career is on its way out of here. So here's where you can connect with Jacob Lattimore on social media.
Yep. On Twitter at Jacob Lattimore, Instagram and Facebook are the same, JACOBLATIMORE. Follow me on those to get my Snapchat too. So
thank you for tuning into this podcast as we got the scoop from Jacob Lattimore on everything about Slight, his music, his acting career, and his favorite flavor of ice cream. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you visit icecreamconvos.com for more delicious scoops of entertainment and celebrity news. Download the Ice Cream Convos app and follow Ice Cream Convos on Instagram. We are icecreamconvos_. I know underscore there's nothing sexy about underscore in the name, but I mean, it is what it is. Okay. So make sure you connect with us and tune in as our podcast will return full time this May. So it's only a few days away. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And, you know, the easiest way to handle all your business is just to download the Ice Cream Convos app, which is now available in the App Store and Google Play. So you have a blessed day, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.